Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage, 603 Merchant. Call or text 344-4197 for an appointment.
KBOE live and local, cloudy, 61 degrees. It is 845.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:46, Clay Childs, American Legion Post 5 Commander, joins us here on the KVOE Morning Show.
Clay, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing good. Holding on to my hat this morning.
Yes. Hang on.
Sounds like you'll need to, I guess. But American Legion, I'm assuming, is busy. You know, we're going to have, obviously, all veterans tribute activities here for the next couple of weeks. And you wanted to look a little bit further out past Veterans Day because you've got something special coming up for Christmas here in just a few weeks.
Well, I think it's a good time. We do have a lot of things going on with Veterans Week, and I'll also mention there's a blood drive coming up. There's a lot of ways to honor a veteran, you know, and that part of that way to honor your veteran is to give back to your community. And as veterans, we like to support veterans, family, and our local community. We just kind of thought the Legion Riders in particular thought this would be a good opportunity to do a toy run. I didn't know that. I hadn't heard of one happening recently in Emporia, and we thought this would be a good year to try to start it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it. The 19th, how is this going to work?
Well, you know, there's a lot of communities around here where the motorcycle community does a toy run, and typically people, you'll get a good crowd of motorcycle people come in with a toy or a stuffed animal on the back of their motorcycle, and they'll ride it to the Salvation Army or a collection point. And that was the concept, but I want to extend that a little bit further so more people can participate. And so that's why I'm starting this early, is because I'd like to have people maybe contribute toys during the month of November, and Legion Riders put flags on our motorcycles. And even if you don't ride a motorcycle, we can escort your toy down to the Salvation Army and make our donation even bigger.
So what are the dates you have set here for this, Clay?
Well, the 19th is the day we'll actually escort the toys down to the Salvation Army. We'll line up at 9:30 in the morning for the motorcycles, and we'll escort them down and leave at 10 o'clock. We'll have breakfast before that from 8 to 9:30 for a donation. But right now, our box in the American Legion, and we got a big wrap box in the front that is available for donation of unwrapped new toys anytime between now and the 19th of November.
All right, make your donation, 2921 West 12th, and then the big drop-off day with the Legion Riders will be on the 19th of November. So bring a new unwrapped toy. Are you taking cash donations too, Clay?
Sure, we would take cash, and checks always work well, and I'm sure the Salvation Army appreciates those. There's obviously a lot of opportunity to stop by the Legion, drop off that toy. We have bingo on Thursday nights. We have the ham and bean feed after Veterans Day. And always you have our office hours are posted on our website, EmporiaLegion.org.
Clay, is there specific ages that you would like these toys? It sounds like this would be for the younger set, but is that kind of what we're looking for right now?
Well, actually, that's one of the struggles that some places have with toy runs is everybody puts a stuffed animal on the back of their motorcycle, and they wind up with more stuffed animals than they can handle, and teenagers kind of get left out. So if you can think of gifts that would be appropriate for teenagers, maybe headphones, board games, bracelets, purses, school bags, you know, a cozy blanket for them or something to wrap up in the winter, those sorts of things are highly encouraged. We usually wind up with plenty of stuffed animals. If you can think of an age-appropriate toy for all ages, from young child up to teenager, that's some things that they really look for.
So how many bikes do you think you're going to have lined up to make the delivery on delivery day, Clay?
Well, it's hard to tell for the first one, and it's also hard to tell with the weather, you know. So my goal would be about 20. If we get more than that, I'll be absolutely thrilled. If we have two, we're going to do it anyway. If it's snowing, I'm going to put a flag on my pickup and take them down.
Don't blame you there. Well, first and foremost, we hope you have a lot of toys to deliver. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, I know it's a little bit early to start thinking about Christmas, but that's the time of year that all the motorcycle groups do this, and we kind of get out and get a head start before the weather gets really cold.
All right, sounds good. All right, Clay, give us the details one more time. Remind us about the 19th and the toy drive.
Once again, bring a toy anytime to the American Legion. We'll collect them there. American Legion riders will flag up and escort the toys and any other motorcycles that want to join us down to the Salvation Army the 19th of November. Breakfast at 8 o'clock, line up at 9:30, and leave kickstands up at 10 o'clock in the morning.
All right, sounds good. Well, Clay, best of luck, and keep us posted here on how things develop before you get to the toy run.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate your help in getting the word out on this.
You bet. Thanks, Clay.
Glad
have a good
it.
Day.
Thanks, Clay.
All right. Bye now.
Yeah, American Legion Post 5 Commander Clay Childs previewing a special toy run. Basically, you can donate now.
If you want to.
The American Legion. They are open, by the way, 10 to 1 Monday through Friday. Or, excuse me, 10 to 1 Monday through Friday and 4. I'm trying to get these hours here on this. you hear that flyer?
Yeah. Yep, I got, let's see, lineup is 8 to 9:30, depart for the Salvation Army 10 a.m.
I'm just looking at their opening hours down
there.
And
then you got 10 to 1 Monday through Friday or 4 to 8 p.m. daily. So you can basically drop them off 10 to 1 during the weekdays, and then you have the secondary opportunity 4 to 8 p.m. every day. That's the way I'm reading that.
Okay, I've got you. All right. A little confusing there to read on those hours, but just... get them out to the Legion.
Yeah, there you go. And they'll be happy to help out.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:52.
Stand up and cheer.
He's going to keep. He's going to walk into the end zone.